USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow says the Trump administration is optimistic about trade talks with China, but they've still got a lot to work out.
We are hoping that China will toe its end of it by purchasing a good many of American imports, agriculture services, maybe industrial, maybe energy. It's not done yet, but we're hopeful.
Kudlow was speaking to reporters outside the White House. Now, the president has backed off a threat to impose another round of tariffs on Chinese imports as the two sides continue to work out a trade deal. Edward Gallagher, the Navy SEAL, found not guilty of war crimes, but found guilty of taking a photo of himself with a dead ISIS fighter, was sentenced by a military panel to a reduction in grade, 4 months confinement that was already served, and 4 months partial pay. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
A champion who was also a victim at the 9/11 response to Ground Zero is remembered at his funeral. And USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Former NYPD Detective Luis Alvarez died days ago of cancer that stemmed from his work at Ground Zero on 9/11. At his funeral, Police Commissioner James O'Neill praised him for his service to the country and for pleading to Congress to set aside more money for the 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund.
We can thank God it was Lou Alvarez who stepped forward to make that demand on behalf of every citizen and resident of our country.
Just 2 weeks ago, Alvarez was on Capitol Hill before a House committee. He passed away at just 53 years of age.
A final look at your numbers on Wall Street today. The Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P all set record highs, with the Dow gaining 179 points to close at 26,966. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
On Tuesday, a total solar eclipse took place in South America. Now, it wasn't visible to us here stateside, although if you went to NASA's website, you could have streamed the event. Dr. Michio Kaku, theoretical physicist and professor of physics at the City College in New York, tells Fox News why this was a big deal.
We are celebrating the 100th anniversary of the solar eclipse of 1919. That was incredibly important because that sealed the reputation of an obscure scientist by the name of Albert Einstein. That solar eclipse showed beyond a shadow of a doubt that light bends when it goes around the sun during an eclipse. And at that point, that was the instant that we physicists said, aha, relativity is correct, Einstein is a genius, and that was 100 years ago during a solar eclipse.
Dr. Kaku continues.
Newton says that apples and oranges bend when you throw them in a gravitational field. But a flashlight we thought goes in a straight line in a gravitational field. Light from distant stars bend as they go around the sun, which you can see during a solar eclipse. And bingo, that sealed the fate of relativity and our conception of the universe.
And finally, please remember, if you are traveling over the 4th of July holiday weekend, please remember, download the iHeartRadio app, search for USA Radio News. You can take us with you. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.